Well, the holidays mean lots and lots of food options out there. We're going to talk a little bit about how you can wade through those options and maybe pick some healthy ones. Barb Fuller joins us this morning. Barb is a nutrition and health program specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And we're going to see if we can pick apart some good ideas and have some fun with the holidays and still do it in a smart way. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, sometimes when you talk about eating healthy at the holidays, immediately people start going there in their minds saying, "Oh no, carrot sticks and celery, I can't have anything good." Is that the case?
Not really. It's always a matter of making choices. So there are not really good foods and bad foods, but some of our habits sometimes slip a little bit over the holidays. But there's ways to keep all those things in check and still have a healthy, well-balanced diet. It just takes maybe a little thought and a little planning.
Well, I know folks, when you get to the holiday itself, you get to Christmas Day, for example, a lot of folks will get together with families, and typically the focal point, the centerpiece of the day is going to be that humongous meal out there on the table, which we all dream about for so long. It can be a real difficult thing for folks, but are there ways that we can kind of haul it back in a little bit and not just pig out so bad that we feel guilty?
Well, I have my top 10 survival tips. So just to get started with them is just the first one is to, again, plan ahead. So eat a light, healthy snack if you're going to a party. That helps curb your hunger. So if, again, with a big Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's dinner, whatever you're celebrating, is not to be so starved when you sit down that everything looks good and you're just going to go a little overboard, but to maybe have a little snack if your meal is a later time than you're used to.
Well, most people would hear the word snack and immediately think, "Wait a second, I thought I wasn't supposed to be snacking."
Well, just a little something to help take that edge off your appetite. And again, if it's something, a whole grain, a fruit, a vegetable, something that just helps keep you full a little bit longer, so you don't want to be snacking on the fudge and the Christmas cookies right before you eat, but something that will actually provide a little nutrition and still keep your tummy feeling like you've got something in it at least.
Well, and you don't want to, some of us look at it as we don't want to disappoint the host and the hostess who put so much work into all this food and feel like we just have to sit down and eat it all.
Well, I think we can eat and enjoy. We don't have to always eat it all.
Well, that's a good start anyway. Tell us some more of your top 10 tips.
Limit alcohol. Sometimes at the holidays, that's something we tend to enjoy maybe a bit too much. And there's nothing wrong with having one or two glasses of wine or an alcoholic drink. Even a couple glasses a day is fine. But if it's going to be more than that, you really get a lot of calories. It's about 100 calories per ounce of alcohol. So that eggnog, if you spike it a little bit, has now gone from 400 calories to 500 calories. And again, it's not filling you up much. So sipping on flavored water or a diet soda, things that, again, will provide some fluid. Sometimes we get a little dehydrated. And then also doesn't have the alcohol or the
Sure.
calories.
Well, we tend to disregard sometimes the amount of calories we might be ingesting away from the food.
That's true. So if it's a cup of punch or a cocktail or that eggnog, those liquid calories can really add up.
Yeah, they can. Well, there are a lot of things around the table, and it's, you don't always have to bring, oh gosh, the heavy baked goods, the fudges, the things like that. A few healthy choices aren't the worst thing in the world for a party.
Nope, they aren't. So if you're bringing something, you could be the one that brings something that's a little lighter and a little better choice. So again, a nice raw relish plate with all those crunchy vegetables and even a dip. You don't get as much dip as you think when you're dipping, so there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of dip or a hummus or something to go with that or some whole grain crackers, something like that, again, to have for a snack, but also helps fill in the table and give something to munch on. It doesn't have to be dry and boring. It can be something that people enjoy.
You bet. Well, what else can we do to help slim us down a little bit and help keep us full?
Well, those baked goods on hand, like I mentioned, that fudge and cookies sitting around. So if you enjoy making them, and I do, give them away. Make nice little boxes and give to your neighbors and friends, or have it as a gift for people to take home and they can enjoy later, that you don't have to be looking at all those cookies. And if you look at them, you're likely to like to keep sampling on them. Another thing is at the meal or before the meal, a salad or a hot soup, especially a broth-based soup, can help you feel a little fuller longer, so that you aren't quite so starved and hungry. And there are other ways besides the food, but just to try and remember that the holidays are really only maybe just those 3 days, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Christmas Eve, whatever you celebrate. And if you blow it on those 3 days, you probably aren't really going to do much damage. It's getting out of those good habits that we've tried to set before now that really can impact your weight and your health. So enjoy the holiday, enjoy the day, your family and friends that you're around, and then get back on track the next day.
And it helps to have someone to do that with.
It does. If you have a friend or, you know, someone in your family, and you can kind of keep an eye on each other, and maybe that you'll lose 5 pounds over Christmas. We've always hear a lot of times that people in the wintertime gain 7 to 10 pounds, so it doesn't have to be. And if you have a friend to take a walk on a nice day, on these nice, warmer, sunny days, that's nice to get outside. And if it's cold, maybe find some place to be inside. If you have an indoor place to be, take a walk instead of just sitting and watching another movie or a football game on television. Or, you know, just to remind each other to stay on track with as far as the food goes.
Mm-hmm. Barb, I got a kick out of number 8 on your list.
That holidays are only 3 days.
Yeah.
And, yep, just to keep on track and enjoy those days, and then get back and just enjoy the days when you have them.
You know, in theory, but in reality, it's difficult. I mean, we're bombarded with Christmas. There's candies, there's treats, there are things all over the place, really long before Thanksgiving. And it just seems like it's very difficult to stay away. It really takes a lot of willpower.
It does, but sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. So again, like the cookies and the candy sitting around, if you have them packaged up and ready to go in nice, pretty packages, you aren't as likely to open the cookie jar and help yourself when it's sitting there. And just, again, planning ahead, having things ready in the refrigerator. So if you open the refrigerator door and you have a bowl of grapes or some peeled oranges or carrots, celery — I know carrots and celery get a bad rap, but if they're ready to go and they're easy to eat, people are likely to eat them. It's no more difficult to eat a celery stick than a cookie, if it's there and ready for you. And making the right choice, an easy choice, is something we're striving to have people do.
You bet. Well, I know, Barb, that exercise is difficult sometimes for folks. It is winter. You can't go out necessarily and run through the snow, but you can make some plans, and you can plan for these types of events and things and live a healthier lifestyle.
Yes, and there are, this time of the year, depends on how likely you are to get out and participate, but there are some 5K runs or some fitness walks or different things that go on this time of the year, and sometimes the weather can be a detriment, but this is the time of the year that you see people wearing everything from Santa Claus suits to reindeer costumes out going, participating in some kind of a group event, a walk or a run, and it's just kind of a fun event and still gets you up and moving.
Well, and I think that's where some people get off track sometimes when it comes to weight management. It's not necessarily just watching what you eat and those types of things. It has to be a balance of a lot of things, and exercise, all those things play into it.
That's right. We strive to have 30 minutes of physical activity. It doesn't have to be out-and-out exercise, but physical activity for all adults every day. So 30 minutes a day, or if it's every other day, to try and, you know, get that time. And it doesn't have to be all at once. 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, taking a walk, even spending 10 minutes vacuuming your house after all those friends and family have left. That'll help burn up some of those extra calories.
Well, and you can even plan some activities with friends, too.
That's right. If everybody likes to get outside when it's nice enough to get outside, and some people like to walk in the snow, be a little careful with the ice. Get out, you know, if you have a park that lets you snowshoe or cross-country ski or even ice fishing, making sure the ice is hard enough to be out on it. So getting out and enjoying those crisp winter days is kind of fun for some people.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the tail end, I see number 10. That's kind of the nicest of them all when it comes to the suggestions that you have there. The survival tips is just, you know, maybe change the mindset just a little bit about why we get together for the holidays.
That's right. So instead of sitting there and eating and then moaning and groaning to maybe plan some physical activity or even a more active game. There are lots of things that you can spend time with your family and friends than immediately settling into the couch or the recliner after a big meal, and just to plan something that is a little bit more active instead of focusing so much on the eating, to plan some of the other activities that you enjoy spending with your family and friends.
You bet. Well, we get such a rare opportunity to spend time with people together like that. Wouldn't it be nice if we could talk without our mouths full?
That's right. You know, just enjoying the time with family and friends. And as it gets to be harder and harder for some families to get together, everybody is so scattered out and lives further away, just to enjoy that time. And with that time, of course, comes food, sometimes comes hand in hand, but making better choices or thinking a little bit about it instead of just mindlessly eating everything that's there.
Absolutely. And we still have a little bit of time as we prepare for those big family gatherings coming up here for Christmas. So you still have time to make all of those healthy choices and make sure that, you know, you're giving folks plenty of options out there when they come by to spend some time with you here on the holidays. Well, Barb, thanks so much for the tips. And we hope that you and your family have the best Christmas this year, too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And the same to you and yours and everyone who's listening to me this morning.